Simon & Schuster Audio presents Janesville, An American Story by Amy Goldstein. Read by Joy Osmansky.
Prologue. At 7:07 a.m., the last Tahoe reaches the end of the assembly line. Outside, it is still dark, 15 degrees with 33 inches of snow, nearly a December record, piled up and drifting as a stinging wind sweeps across the acres of parking lots. Inside the Janesville assembly plant, the lights are blazing and the crowd is thick. Workers who are about to walk out of the plant into uncertain futures stand alongside pensioned retirees who have walked back in, their chests tight with incredulity and nostalgia. All these GMers have followed the Tahoe as it snakes down the line. They are cheering, hugging, weeping. The final Tahoe is a beauty. It is a black LTZ, fully loaded with heated seats, aluminum wheels, a 9-speaker Bose audio system, and a sticker price of $57,745. If it were going to be for sale in this economy in which almost no one anymore wants to buy a fancy General Motors SUV. 5 men, including one in a Santa hat, stand in front of the shiny black SUV holding a wide banner, its white spaces crammed with workers' signatures. Last vehicle off the Janesville assembly line, the banner says, with the date, December 23, 2008. It is destined for the County Historical Society. Television crews from as far away as the Netherlands and Japan have come to film this moment when the oldest plant of the nation's largest automaker turns out its last. So the closing of the assembly plant, 2 days before Christmas, is well recorded. This is the story of what happens next. Janesville, Wisconsin, lies 3/4 of the way from Chicago to Madison along Interstate 90's path across America from coast to coast. It is a county seat of 63,000, built along a bend in the Rock River, and at a spot on the banks where the river narrows sits the assembly plant.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?